With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ferocious storms batter the plains, with Oklahoma ground zero for the wicked weather.
A powerful tornado in Oklahoma ripped roofs off buildings, knocked down power poles, and sent emergency crews rushing into a rural community near Vance Air Force Base.
Ditto, look at that. It's a satellite tornado. Good night.
Video provided by KWTV. KOTV shows multiple occurrences across a field.
Tornado on the ground going through the wind farm out here.
Destroying buildings in its path.
Beast in the trees.
As debris flew through the air, the confirmed tornado moved across parts of Enid, a city of about 50,000 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In South Georgia, around 90 homes have been burned by wildfires fed by gusty winds and tinder-dry conditions. Tens of thousands of acres have been charred, with only minimal containment of those fires so far. President Trump takes the wraps off a deal with another drug maker to lower its pharmaceutical prices.
The president is touting Regeneron's decision to make its products more affordable to American patients.
It's agreed to offer their prescription medications at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
The deal involves Regeneron lowering the prices of current and all future drugs on Medicaid. It also involves selling a cholesterol drug on the White House's discounted drug website. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has extended a waiver that makes it easier for foreign vessels to transport oil and natural gas to the U.S. A 90-day waiver of the Jones Act sent crude prices modestly lower. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 30 points. NASDAQ futures up 355 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
A federal district court has rejected a request by the state that it dismiss a lawsuit filed by a Christian couple. Shane and Jennifer DeGrosse were rejected as foster parents because they would not agree to a new stipulation by Washington that they agree to help any child in their care live as the opposite sex, should that child ask to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the couple and says the state is putting ideology above kids' needs. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has taken the unusual step of sending a government plane to Cuba to return a 10-year-old at the center of a custody fight involving the child's gender. The child's parent, who is a man living as a woman, is accused of taking the youngster to Cuba without permission. Utah police sought the child's return after concerns arose about a possible sex change operation being performed on the 10-year-old child. This is SRN News. A major media shift is moving closer to fruition.
HBO Max, Top Gun, CBS, and CNN may all be placed under the control of the upstart Paramount Skydance soon. That's because shareholders of Warner Brothers Discovery approved an $81 billion sale of the company on Thursday. The deal, including debt, valued at nearly $111 billion. If approved, the mega merger would vastly reshape Hollywood and the wider media landscape. It would further consolidate power in an industry already run by just a handful of major players. Bob Agner reporting.
In the latest round of tech industry job cuts, Meta's laying off about 8,000 workers. Microsoft is offering buyouts to a similar number. Meta confirms it plans to cut about 10% of its workforce in an effort to invest in other parts of its business and for efficiency. That was first reported by Bloomberg. More details at srnnews.com.